Hear the words from the prophecy of Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. He shall execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell safely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. These are the words. We've just sung part of the magnificent hymn of St. Ambrose, who was pastor in Milan and the spiritual father to the great St. Augustine. The hymn celebrates the coming of the Messiah, the Savior of the nations. Veni Redemptor Gentium, nun cum der Heiden Heiland, in Luther's German version of the hymn. The story is told that during the great struggle against Arianism, the heresy that Jesus Christ was something less than God, Ambrose's hymn was sung each Sunday in that Milan congregation. At the heart of this great confession of faith, as we must call it, is the gospel proclamation which we have heard from Jeremiah. Especially, I will cause to grow up to David a branch of righteousness. This is the name by which she will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. Now, those words did not arise at all in a vacuum. They were proclaimed from the very beginning. We could say from the beginning of modern times, that is, at the gate of the Garden of Eden. I will put enmity between you and the woman, God says to the serpent, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. He also said to Abraham, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. In your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. He also says, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. In the New Testament, Jesus says, has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem where David was? St. Paul writes, Christ Jesus became for us wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And he also writes, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So preach the prophets and the apostles. What God wants us to be, what God makes us to be, what we are in Jesus Christ is exactly that, and no less. My God demands righteousness, and in myself I am not. But I am that in his Son, the shining Sun of righteousness. The solemnities of this holy season, we're talking about Advent, not Christmas yet, are found in this: God's promises to come to us, Our God has come to us according to his promises. Our salvation from sin is in this Lord who is righteousness, who is the seed of Eve, of Abraham, of David, human flesh, my Savior. And before God, I am veiled in his righteousness, covered with his righteousness from head to foot. He continues to come to us, veiled in the preached word, veiled in the water of baptism, and in the simple bread and wine of the supper. And he will come to us according to his promise to take his believers to be with him in heaven. The Lord is our righteousness, the seed of Eve, the branch of Jesse and David, the child of Bethlehem. He and he alone is our righteous God who has come to be with us. To him alone be the glory. Amen.